Justin Timberlake has come a long way since his early days on the new Mickey Mouse Club and as a singer for the boy band NSYNC. He has since acted in some big movies, including The Social Network. And as a singer now on his own, he's become a true chart-topping pop star. This week, Timberlake releases his first album since 2006. It's called The 2020 Experience. And critic Tom Moon says it offers a decidedly muddy vision of pop.
For his long-anticipated return to music, Justin Timberlake pulled out all the stops. Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror. And I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. He hired an old colleague, the hit-making machine known as Timbaland, to produce. He got rap kingpin Jay-Z to do a cameo. As executive producer, Timberlake made sure everything has that state-of-the-art sheen. I got that. And as that tune shows, Timberlake leaned heavily on the sound that made him a star, those elaborately multi-tracked vocal harmonies. The 2020 experience is ultra plush all the way, exceedingly competent, and relentlessly bland. This is what it sounds like when a pop star gets too big to fail. I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going hot so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it. That Suit and Tie, the first single, perhaps you've heard it. Timberlake has, after all, been carpet-bombing late-night TV to generate excitement for the album launch. He's wise to work overtime on The Cell because there's so little song there. This little, bitty, two-note excuse for a melody sounds like something a preschooler might sing while playing with sock puppets at the kitchen table. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines, let me show you a few things. Timberlake has never been what you'd call a visionary, but on his last album, he showed a great sense of the pop hook. This time, he's just plain timid. The songs have no zip. They're generic, medium-tempo loops that last way too long, a few clocking in at close to 8 minutes. The length allows Timberlake to bring you your full daily requirement of mindless cliches. Track 1, Love as Drug. Track 4, Love as Sugary Bubblegum. Track 6, Love as Something That Happens in a Spaceship Built for Two. We can't take an airplane, but we're going is way too high. Going where the day sky turns into night. I got the window special tinted for the stars that get too bright. And I saved you a seat, so let's ride. Hop into my spaceship, cool. There's only room for two. There's a real art to lightweight, feel-good pop, and for the most part, it's missing from Justin Timberlake's latest. What we have instead is a celebrity trying to find his place in 2013, and it sounds like he's worried. He's making calculations about the market and serving up a dim, cynical, decidedly limited vision of what pop music can be. Now you got me hopped up
on that ocean. Our reviewer is Tom Moon. Justin Timberlake's new album is called The 2020 Experience.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.